big subject we're all dealing with now is ethics and ethics in leadership. What does ethics in leadership mean to you?
It's a great question, Chris, and multifaceted, really. And I think just up front, I'd like to say I won't discuss the ethics of medical practice or ethics of patients' access and things, and really talk about the ethics of our leadership.
Yeah.
And I'll bring us back to sort of a couple of things you and I have discussed maybe over the past. Authenticity and doing the right thing when no one's watching. And I think if you're doing things for the right reason in the right way, even when no one's watching, and you're doing it authentically, i.e. you tell people you are doing it, and it's discussed overtly, then you're running your business as ethically as you can. It's about fairness. You want others to treat you how you want to be treated yourself, right? And I think it's very important that you treat them that way and you expect reciprocation. If you don't get reciprocation, you go and partner with someone else. I mean, the world's not that small. And I think if we're all sitting there waiting for people who don't want to behave that way to turn, it might not happen. So what you do is you select them out and you do business with different people to make an ecosystem of partners who want to do the right thing. And I think in time, especially with Gen Z and the way the world moves now, I think we'll be looking for people who will be looking specifically for that, for the business I want to join. Mm. Are they inclusive? Are they diverse? Are they digital? Are they forward-looking? And are they ethical in how they do business? And I think being able to tick all those boxes, it's going to be a critical thing for the future and how we set up our culture here.
Yeah, when you think about some of the macro challenges today, you know, I mean, not just for life sciences, but for every industry around sustainability, AI, data. I mean, do you see kind of real challenges over the next 3, 5, 10 years that, you know, not just Adthera, but you as a sector are going to have to really grapple with when it comes to ethics?
I'll talk about the broader sector, maybe, right? And I think it takes me back to a question you and I have discussed before around why move from big pharma. I think the constraints that frustrate us as a smaller business are trying to be very ESG responsive and very environmentally conscious is the laws and the regulations haven't caught up with the advances in the technology and the science that we use. And obviously, you can never compromise patient safety, let's be super clear. But some of the materials that we have to use or have redundancy in that then get incinerated and thrown away doesn't have to happen. But the statutes and regulations and laws dictate that that's how you approach. So I think, again, we need governments and in our industry, the health regulatory bodies and things to really be looking critically at what wastage needs to look like, what security needs to look like, what packaging needs to look like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because over our time, and for good reason, we've moved to some very elaborate packaging, which involves immense amounts of waste and, as a corollary, expensive transportation costs and detailed transportation costs and things like that. Difficult manufacturing costs, more time intensive activities that slow things down and increase cost as well. So part of the ESG thing might not only help reduce cost, it may increase cost in some cases, but also it needs statutes and regulations to adapt and look at what we're actually doing today. It's not an easy environment. It's multifactorial, multi-complex, multi-stakeholder, but we're going to have to tackle it. And there's an industry hiding behind regulations is a convenient thing to do, but as part of my passion and appetite to keep improving things, it's the monkey you have to tackle first, or the frog you have to boil first, or whatever it is, whatever analogy you want to use. It's going to have to go on the table. It's going to have to get all the relevant stakeholders around the table, and it's going to have to start to thrash out answers, and there'll be errors on the way. But we have to start to tackle this, because it's not sustainable to throw and use the amount of single-use plastics, metals and things that we use, and as well as potential environmental toxins in byproducts that we make as well.